basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolay Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good evening and welcome to River Falls High School Gym, where we've got 31.8 seconds left in the junior varsity game. It's been quite a game. The Cards trail by two. And it's been back and forth. They led 42-36, only to see River Falls catch them and pass them and look like they were going to coast to victory. But now the Cards have pulled within two with a timeout. Aaron Canez talking to his troops to our right, and over to our left, the junior varsity coach for River Falls is instructing his squad there, Coach Derek Hackle. And so the Cards dressed in the red uniforms with the, well, some of them have a black undershirt and a black lettering and white numerals, some black trim. And so here we go, the final seconds of this JV tilt. Inside of 30 seconds now. Shahai with the ball, down by two. On top, the dribble. They work it around. Number 24 for the Cardinals, Easton Bonjour, the freshman. And the basket good, and the clock stops with 13.6 seconds left. As the foul is called on River Falls, and the Cardinals, the freshman there, Easton Bonjour, the freshman, one of two freshmen on this junior varsity squad, tying it with a chance to give the Cards the lead as the foul goes on River Falls, number four, Caden Johnston, the 6'3 junior on JV. So Bonjour, the freshman, saying hello to that basket and misses the free throw off the front iron. The Cards fight for the rebound. River Falls comes away with it. Timeout called with 10.7 seconds left, and we'll get a break in the action. We'll take a break as well. Back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
Western Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission: building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
A fun, exciting start to the pregame, and overtime's a possibility. 10.7 seconds left here in the initial contest with Chi-Hai. Again, had a six-point lead. They squandered it, and it looked like, oh, boy, that's going to go by the way. But then the basket from Easton Bonjour, unfortunately, missed the free throw, hit the front iron. And now River Falls ball with 10.7 seconds. We'll see how the Cards defend this. Later on, it's 1-1 Chippewa Falls with wins over Medford and a loss at Superior against 0-1 River Falls. Chippewa Falls, again, the 1-1, and 0-1 River Falls. Their only game, a 85-59 loss at home to St. Paul Central. Both teams had their games, as so many people did, schools did on Tuesday night, postponed, both the Chi-Hai boys and girls dealing with that. All right, the final 10.7 seconds here. And River Falls on the far side. Caden Johnston, the 6'3 junior, to inbound it. Looking. And he gets it into Brady Larson. He'll penetrate. Dish. Basket good. So the basket made by James Treichel, a 6'4 sophomore. Final chance for the Cards. They're not going to get a shot off. Time ran out. The Cards broke the press but didn't get a shot off. They got it to Bonjour on the far side, the freshman, but he didn't have time. And so time runs out on Aaron Canez's guys as they lose 55-53 in this JV contest to start us off here. And congratulations to the Wildcats in getting the victory. So it's been a long time. I'm trying to remember back to being here maybe for a postseason game. It seems to me a few years back for Chippewa Falls when we were here. And tonight we've still got lots to get to here in the pregame as we size up both of these teams. Obviously, the offensive and defensive average kind of obvious River Falls as they come in, having given up 85 to St. Paul Central 8 days ago on December 4th. For the Cardinals, they've had two games on this young season already as we see this on December 2nd. Last week, Tuesday, they won at home over Medford 65-58, but then hit the road, losing at Superior last Friday night 1 week ago, 77-46. But they have a 6'6 senior who's going to go play for University of Minnesota Duluth, who was real a headache for the Cards. And in this contest tonight, you'll hear Coach Jason Prue talk about the leading scorer for River Falls in their first game was Brody Gretz, one of eight seniors who had 23 points to lead them in scoring. But he's only 6'2", not 6'6", and I'll leave it to Coach Prue later to talk about his defensive plans for Gretz tonight. But the Cards come in averaging 55.5 a game, giving up 67.5, so looking to raise that offensive average and maybe lower things. This is a young bunch. You know, last year, just the one senior, Colin Nichols, who's been spotted in-house tonight. Right, Sam? You've seen Colin. I've seen him, too. So enjoying himself, you know, playing on this team a year ago. So checking out, and again, three seniors on this Cardinal bunch. And, in fact, earlier this week on our WOGO airwaves, we enjoyed Connor Kalinske was in with us. And one of his classmates, Elena, as they were talking about the Birdcage store and the sale that they had going on and the retail management class and DECA, some of the conversation we had on WWIB, our WIB wake-up show earlier this week. Well, we've got conversations with both head coaches. We'll hear from the River Falls head coach Zach Turpin. That's in 3 minutes on the Cardinal pregame show. Coming up here on WOGO Sports, this is Cardinal Basketball.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Zach Turpin, head coach of the River Falls Wildcats, with us here on the pregame on FM 103.1 AM 680, WOGO.com, and live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. And season getting underway, a little bit of weather frustration, seeing a lot of those games postponed earlier in the week.
Yeah, no, we're just looking forward to getting the game, and now we've only had one so far, and I think the kids are itching to play somebody now.
And the last time we played was 8 days ago, so kind of working off some of that game rust, and people are practiced out, right?
Yeah, like I said, we're ready to play somebody else other than ourselves in practice, but at the same time, definitely early in the season, it's nice to get those extra practices in.
Three of your seniors scored a ton of your points in that initial game that you had, 51 of your 59?
Yeah, guys that are coming back that played a lot of basketball last year, I thought, that's what you kind of lean on early in the season are guys with experience, and I thought they did a pretty nice job in game one, and now as we go into the season, hopefully we can build some depth.
This Chi High team, I don't believe had any seniors last year, and so they come back a lot more competitive this year.
Yeah, no, they look good in their first game against Medford. They return a lot of guys from last year's team. We know they can shoot the ball. So, yeah, it would be a good challenge for our boys.
Very good. Coach, we wish you the best. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's the head coach of the River Falls Wildcats, Zach Turpin, back with head coach Jason Prue of the Cards in 2 minutes. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Cardinal pregame on FM 103.1 AM 680, WOGO.com, and live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. And Coach, excited to cover your first game of the season here.
Yeah, it's cool. It's good to get our first conference game on the road here in River Falls. Looks like they got some improvements. The court looks a little bit different. Bleachers look a little bit different. So we're excited to get this one going.
Yeah, every gym a little bit different. And so you guys off to the 1-1 start so far. The win over Medford, and
the road loss to Superior.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good start. The Medford game was good. We built a nice lead in that. We had things rolling, and then Medford made a little bit of a comeback, and we were able to close that one out. And then we went on the road and played a really tough Superior team up at their place. Calvin Anderson's legit. He's 6'6", going to UMD, and he can't emulate that, and he kind of took it to us a little bit. So we're excited to get back out there tonight and see what we can do.
I think just realizing how young you guys are. Last year, just the one senior, Colin Nichols, he's working with us in our Wogo sports team these days. But and then just three seniors now. River Falls has eight. So and again, their three leading scorers, all seniors, scored 51 of their 59 the other night. I mean, still a young team you have.
Yeah. I really like our three seniors. They all bring a lot to us. And then, of course, yeah, we have a bunch of juniors. And then we have Kobe as our sophomore. So, yeah, we're young, but we're an experienced team. So it's good having that. Last year we were young and inexperienced. And now this year we're still young, but we're an experienced team. So we like what we have, and we like the pieces that we have. And it's a cool group of guys that really get along. And it's going to be a fun season with them.
It always starts in the defensive end. Those three leading scorers for starting with Gretz for River Falls. What's the focus defensively?
Yeah, last game, Calvin Anderson was 6'6", and he was a tough matchup for us. We like this one. Grant Von Hayden is probably, in my opinion, one of the best defenders in the league, and he matches up right on Gretz. So what I like about this matchup is we have Grant, and if Grant can stay out of foul trouble, Grant is really going to disrupt their leading score.
And finally, when you have the ball, what are you looking to continue to improve on?
Yeah, we want to play with some pace and space, and we want to push the ball in transition, and we want to look inside to some of our bigs and get some inside-outside looks and see if we can knock some shots down.
Coach, if you can remember it afterwards, we're going to be up there in the post. We'd love to talk to you on the radio and the live video stream.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Head coach Jason Frew getting ready to take on River Falls. We got it for you. Coming next up. And we'll have a two-minute timeout right now. We see 4:40 on the clock. Come back with the Toyson Ford keys to the game on the way in, let's make it 3 minutes. 3 minutes back with that Toyson Ford keys to the game on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Boys Basketball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Up top, Riley Christensen pulls the trigger on a three.
Splashed it!
Gerber for three, left wing. Looks good, it's good, Jasmine!
Chai High with a chance. Lead pass now for Johnson. Sam's in, fires a shot. Oh, it goes in! Sam Johnson, coast to coast!
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when mom and dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
All right, edging closer to tip-off here on WOGO. After the first game was exciting, seeing River Falls beat Chi-High 55-53. Cards had a chance, but couldn't quite pull it out. But time now for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. And if you've heard me do the... A lot of times when we have the color analyst, I'll defer, whoever it might be. We don't have one tonight, so flying solo here. And what I'm going to identify is I always go back to the Bo Ryan, Dick Bennett days, or I guess it would be Dick Bennett, Bo Ryan, in terms of their path to Madison from different schools. And that is, you got to start on the defensive end. We heard Coach Prue talking about D-ing up the leading scorer, Gretz, and he likes Von Hayden there. And Gretz only 6'2 versus Reggie Anderson, 6'6 for Superior. Superior, by the way, the only 5-0 team in the state in Division I. Beyond that, though, take good shots and limit your turnovers. And that is what I'm going to call the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Clock counting down as we're getting closer to tip-off here. Chi-High at River Falls. The Cards in their black uniforms with the red numerals and lettering and some red trim. And River Falls in their home white jerseys with the blue numerals and lettering and some gold trim to go with that. Here on WOGO Sports, good to have you along tonight. The winter sports season just kind of getting going. Chi-High losing in hockey last night by a final of 7-1. You can catch that podcast at WOGO.com. And, of course, with our live video streaming on YouTube, those broadcasts there as well. We'll take a break. Back in a moment. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Mark Halverson, Sam Aberle back at River Falls High School gym. Our audio producer back in our Volvo studio, Elliot Spees, on a below zero cold night. It's cold where you are. It's cold here, too, in the western part of the state. All right, let's see how well we can understand the introduction of the starting lineups for the Cards here. I'm going to go ahead and just give it to you, folks, and we'll deal with that way. All right, they're introducing the Cards first, so we'll tell you. For the Cardinals, 5'11 sophomore, number one, Kobe Twyman. Also, the Cardinals' leading scorer at 18.5 a game through two games. Oh, boy, things went dark there. Okay. 18.5 a game, 6'3 junior, number two, Owen Munson. Meanwhile, for Chippewa Falls, that defensive stopper, 6-foot senior, number three, averaging 3.5 a game, Grant Von Hayden. Also for the Cardinals, 6'5 senior, number 21, Conrad Gebauer, averaging 6.5 a game. And 6'2 senior, number 24, Connor Kalinske, averaging 5.5 per contest. Meanwhile, for the hometown River Falls Wildcats, with 8 seniors in their starting lineup, one of them, 6'2 senior, number 2, averaging 23 a game through just one game, Brody Gretz. 6'5 senior, number 4, Austin Stelrecht, averaging 17 a game, averaging 11 through the first game. 6'2 senior, number 5, Tanner Bottolfson. Also for River Falls, 6'1 junior, number 13, Gavin Carufel. And 6'4 senior, number 25, Cal Dumon. So Gretz, Stelrecht, Bottolfson, Carufel, and Dumon for head coach Zach Turpin. Here on WOGO. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Also, Wurzgalla Plumbing Heating and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. We did introduce the River Falls coach, and, of course, Jason Pruitt I'd interviewed earlier, so just noting that. And we're about ready to go here, and let's get strapped in. And the Cardinals going after this thing here tonight to try to win their first conference game and up their record to 2-1 on the young season. And Chahai going right to left, Gebauer jumping center, and River Falls going left to right with Stelrecht, the 6'5 senior, jumping. And we're underway. So River Falls basketball going left to right. Cardinals on that defense, watching with interest. Right away they get the hoop down low, and that is Stelrecht getting his first two, and a 2-0 game as the Cardinals now going to bring it down with Grant Von Hayden across the timeline, out on the far side to the sophomore, Kobe Twyman, number one. Twyman gets it on the right side to Kalinske, taking it right baseline. He gets it on top to his teammate, Munson. Munson averaging 18.5 a game, shooting 42% on his threes. Outstanding. And then the Cards' first turnover of the night. So to the other end, River Falls going to race it. And the backboard is bad and then put in for 2 points by Stelrecht. And so he's got two, and it's a 4-0 lead for River Falls. As the Cards get it into the forecourt behind the dribbling of Von Hayden on the far side. Gets it off into the left corner to Twyman. Again, the Cardinals, sophomore, junior, senior, and senior. So all three seniors in the starting lineup for Coach Jason Prue. River Falls hungry for a win. Their lone game, an 85-59 loss. Followed up on the miss, no good that time by Gebauer. And here comes River Falls with the 4-0 lead. Into the forecourt. They're going to look for Stelrecht. Then kick it out in the left corner. There's a missed shot from the other senior, but rebound Stelrecht. He's going to put it up and in. He's got all six of their points so far, and River Falls out to a 6-0 lead with Austin Stelrecht doing all the damage for head coach Zach Turpin and company. The Cards with the game's lone turnover. so far. Von Hayden across the timeline. Picked up defensively. Screens offered on both sides. Gets it to Twyman. Cardinal offense, little chilly. There's a nice feed from Twyman on the right side. They work it around. Kobe behind the three-point line. Picked up aggressively defensively by Caruffo. Driving, Von Hayden comes into a trap and then stolen away. Racing to the other end, Gretz. He kicks it on the break. Stelrak's going to miss the shot. Tipped up by Gretz. We get our first whistle of the game with 15:45 to go first half, and it's going to go on 21 of the Cards. Conrad Gebauer, first personal, first team. So a very sluggish start, kind of like trying to start your car in cold weather with a difficult battery. And so first personal, first team, and it sends Gretz to the line where he was 0 for 1 on the season until he hit that one, making it 7-0. So the first point for Gretz in this game. 6'2 senior, Brody Gretz, and he hits them both. And an 8-0 deficit for the Cards out of the gate. Chippewa hasn't played since last Friday night, losing big at Superior. And then trouble, Kalinske in and out of bounds, and then they lose it on the far side. Third Cardinal turnover. Early in this first half, as we're not quite 2.5 minutes in. So now we're going to get a substitution for Coach Zach Turpin. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. All right, 8-0 River Falls. They've hit three baskets, all from Stelrecht, and Gretz hit two free throws. The forecourt, Wildcats, and there's the bounce feed to the cutting Gretz. He stepped out of bounds, but a foul before that by Grant Von Hayden. We heard Coach talk about the fact that Von Hayden, if he can stay out of foul trouble, and that's his second team foul, first personal. And so now River Falls looking to work it down low aggressively with the big guy, and they go again, and then 8 points now for Austin Stelrecht. I mean, they're just, maybe saw what Reggie Anderson did, who's 1 inch taller still at 6'6", and Stelrecht at 6'5", having a field day already with 8 of their 10 points so far. Cardinals looking for their first two. Von Hayden's going to drive it all the way down the lane. Rebound by Kalinske. Falls to the floor. Spins it out to his teammate. Faking the shot is Munson off on the left side. Von Hayden's going to hit the back iron. No. Kalinske knocks it out of bounds. River Falls ball with 14:56 left first half. This is like, how much snow are you going to let pile up in the driveway before somebody shovels it? They're down 10. We're back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Boys Hoops.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. The Cards offense, sluggish. Three turnovers, no points to show, no field goals, no free throws. And again, with the turnovers in a number of occasions, not getting a shot. And so a big hole at this point, wanting to turn that around. A good time out here, but it's still River Falls basketball. So the Cards come back with their starting five of Twyman, Munson, Von Hayden, Gebauer, and Kalinske. And again, the battering ram has been Austin Stelrecht. 8 of their 10 points. Gretz, the leading scorer at 23 a game in their first contest in the loss to St. Paul Central, just with the two free throws. He'll shoot one there and swish it over Von Hayden. And so now it's a 13-0 lead. Big hole for the Cards here. Oh, and a scramble, and the ball on the floor. And we're going to get the foul on Gretz. So first personal on River Falls. Maybe their first miscue, right? They've made just about all their shots. They've hit a three, a two, their four twos. They've hit their free throws. But at least a foul on Gretz. Okay, so now Cardinal basketball down 13-0. Von Hayden across that timeline. Works it on the far side, Twyman. Kobe, bounce pass down low, gets it off to Kalinske. Kalinske working baseline, has it blocked. Snuffing him that time, Colton Nesbitt. He's a 6'7 sophomore. So the Cardinals' struggles continue. 14-10 left here, first half. They work it down low. Two more to Stelrecht and a foul. The hoop and the harm for River Falls as they go up 15-0. Not the way we drew it up, folks. Not the way the script was to play. We were thinking a close game, a competitive game, and it hopefully it still will be, as Kalinske will get a seat as the Gebauer actually gets his second foul. But Kalinske checking out of the game for the Cardinals. And the free throw is good. And so Stelrecht doing everything right. And he's got 11 points and some contact with the ball being brought up by the Cardinals' Owen Munson. And the foul going on number 10 for River Falls, Cullen Johnson, the 6'2 junior. First personal, second team foul. We'll set that Cardinal lineup for you. In the backcourt, they've got Owen Munson. Again, their leading scorer at 18.5 a game, but nothing so far, nothing for the team. Von Hayden there, Kalinske staying in there, Twyman. And there's the drive right down the lane, missing the shot. Von Hayden, and now here comes River Falls wanting to run to try to build on the 15-0 lead, and they're going to lay it up and in with Colton Nesbitt, the 6'7 sophomore, making it 18-0 now. The Cardinals looking for that first hoop. Kalinske's going to take it into the middle of the court. Von Hayden's going to shoot and hit the three-pointer, and the Cardinals are on the scoreboard. First time tonight, Chippewa on the scoreboard. They're working around right baseline, and a tough shot is hit there, and River Falls is just, they are eager to play, as that is Tanner Bottolfson, the 6'2 senior. A tough shot there on the right side to make it a 20-3 game. Now the Cards will work it on the outside and get it to Munson. Munson trying to go one-on-one with his guy and collide it into, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul on Cullen Johnson. That'll be his second and the third team foul. In a 20-3 game, so again, the Cardinals were down 18-0 before they got that first hoop. And 20-3 right now. So the Cards on the attack. Von Hayden. Von Hayden facing a bit of a double team. Looking around. And gets it to Twyman on the far side. Something is on the floor. I don't know what that is, but it's kind of an object. I see. Von Hayden, high dribble to Twyman. Twyman, it works it on the far side to Munson. Owen, the 6'3 junior, takes it into traffic, puts it off the back iron, no. Rebound River Falls, knocked away by Kalinske. It's going to stay Chippewa Falls basketball. So a good job by Connor Kalinske there. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. All right, Cardinal ball underneath the hoop. Grant Von Hayden to toss it in. Grant deflected, gets it into Kalinske. Connor takes it into traffic, faking, shoulder, whistle, basket, good, but he gets called for the travel. Ouch. Okay, fourth turnover for the Cards, who's still behind 20-3 with 12:30 to go here. First half on WOGO Sports on our FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our Wogo Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance of Chippewa Falls. All right, 20-3. All right, just a little. How do you eat an elephant? I mean, first of all, would you want to? But anyhow, it's one bite at a time is the answer. There's the block down low as they continue to just feed Stelrecht, and the whistle and the foul on the Cards with a little time elapsing, 12:20 left here, first half. And I'm looking for the official numbers to go up. Well, yeah, it's on 24 for the Cards. So Kalinske, his first, as Stelrecht misses the free throw. So the first, again, River Falls has done so much right here, and Stelrecht misses that one. He'll get another try. Second one on the way, and good flip of the wrist, and he's got it. And again, his 12 points here has been huge for River Falls, leading it 21-3. Grant Von Hayden. Von Hayden kicking it on the far side. Munson. Munson behind that three-point line. Has his pass deflected. Another Chahai turnover. Here comes River Falls busting into the open court. Stelrak into the deep right corner. Getting it off there to Bottleson. They swing it around. Good passing. And then River Falls the pivoting and then missing the shot off the bench. Matthew Tiffany, a 6'3 senior. And here come the cards to the other end. Von Hayden streaking down the side, but he lost the basketball. Sixth Cardinal turnover. They could ill afford that one. River Falls now with inside of 11:45 left here, first half. And there's the three-pointer, and it was all net that time for Tanner Bottleson. And that trio of seniors who scored 51 of the 59 in the loss to St. Paul Central doing some damage to the Cards as they lead it 24-3, a 21-point deficit for Chippewa, their biggest of the night. Looking to get free a little as Jacoby Jenkins into the game for the Cardinals, the 6'2". Junior, also joining Luke Thompson, the 6'4 junior. Kicking it out to Munson. And to try to get him some open looks if we can. He'll penetrate onto the right baseline. Spin move into traffic. It's going to be blocked. And a whistle and a foul as he was knocked down by Colton Nesbitt, the 6'7 sophomore, in off the River Falls bench. Stopping the clock with exactly 11 minutes left first half. We've played 7 minutes and hasn't been pretty from a Chahai perspective, trailing at 24-3, but sending Owen Munson to the line where he is a 50% free throw shooter on the season. Just through two games, first one is no good. And so again, the foul going on 50 Nesbitt, his first personal, and the fourth team foul for River Falls. That's how many Chahai has. Come on, Owen, you can hit this one. Get in the scoring column, and the second one is good. So Munson, his first points of the night. Again, for Chahai, it's just the three-pointer from Grant Von Hayden, and that free throw from Munson is it as they trail at 24-4. All right, River Falls have been aggressive. They've had some good passing, and they've worked. Clearly, their strategy to go down low has been working. The car's trying to beef it up a little bit with Luke Thompson in there. And there's the shot from Gretz. A fadeaway, no good, whistle, and it's going to go the other direction. And the foul on River Falls, 21. Chase Radloff, a 6'6 junior, going to get whistled for that one off the ball. His first personal, fifth team foul. 10:47 left first half. Cardinals get it back. One highlight saved so far, that Von Hayden three-pointer for our halftime highlights. We'll have them later in the post-class post-game show as well here on WOGO. The penetration into the deep left corner for the Cardinals, getting it to Kale Dillenbeck in off that Chahai bench. Kale came in averaging 7.5 a game. Von Hayden, long three, chose not to take it. Back from Luke Thompson, he'll shoot and swish the three, and the Cardinals get a second three from Grant Von Hayden. And at the other end, River Falls comes up with the loose ball, working it down low. Whistle and a foul as Chase Radloff again. They've got some tall guys. They've got the 6'7 Nesbitt and 6'6 Radloff off the bench to go with the 6'5 Stelrak. And now, a little unclear to me, River Falls, that's going to be their first turnover of this first half as Von Hayden again with the 2 3-pointers for the Cards. Let's get some other contributors as well. Ball knocked away from Jenkins, and out of bounds. It's going to stay Chahai basketball. With approaching the halfway point of this first half, 9:56 left first half, 24-7. Chahai trailing it by 17. They've trailed by more than that. End up 24-3, so that was a 21-point deficit. But we'll take 24-7 at the moment, see if the Cards can get to 10 here. Jenkins on the far side. Oh, his pass to Von Hayden stolen away by Gretz. He's going to reverse layup, missed the shot, followed up beautifully, no good. And then the ball knocked out of bounds. It should be Chahai basketball. And it was last touched by River Falls. So the Wildcats missing some opportunities there as the Cardinals, too many turnovers. Remember what we said, good defense, take good shots, limit your turnovers. Cards have 7-1 for River Falls. A 24-7 game, though, as Von Hayden now into the forecourt for Chippewa. There's the drive into the paint. Shot pushed up and in. There's 2 points for Cale Dillenbeck. So Dillenbeck into the scoring column. And it's a 24-9 game. And the Cardinals get it back, coming the other direction. Jenkins faking. Driving. Shot from Von Hayden. Off the rim, no, on the turnaround. And here comes River Falls the other way. Knocked away from behind and a great steal. So River Falls, a couple of turnovers here, up to three after that steal for the Cardinals. Von Hayden playing the entire game. Coach thinking a lot of him. And again, he's to his defensive efforts, he's adding 2 3-pointers here tonight as Dillenbeck, who had the shot a moment ago, is working on things for the Cards as they kind of spread things out. 8:40 to go here, first half. And a 24-9 game. There's the shot from Jenkins off the backboard and three. And how about that one from Jacoby Jenkins? Wow. You get a call backboard on that. And it's a 24-12 game. So after a great start by River Falls, they've had 3 straight turnovers. And again, you're saying it's high school basketball. You can't play at that high of a level for 36 minutes. We're going to get a break in the action. A half a minute break. Back in 30 with the Cards up 12, down 12. At River Falls on WDOGO, this is Cardinal Basketball.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Up top, Riley Christensen pulls the trigger on a three.
Splashed it!
Gerber for three, left wing. Looks good, it's good, Jasmine!
Chai High with a chance. Lead pass now for Johnson. Sam's in! Fires a shot! Oh, it goes in! Sam Johnson, coast to coast!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Don't look now, but the Cards are on a 9-0 run. They had trailed 24-3. They've reeled off 9 straight points with a 3-pointer from Grant Von Hayden and another one from the deep right corner from Jacoby Jenkins. Also got a 2 in there from Cale Dillenbeck. And so Chippewa now with the ball down 12, and River Falls with turnovers on 3 straight possessions. Cards working around on the outside now. There's the shot on the way off the backboard. No, from Von Hayden. He wanted a foul. Nothing doing there. It looked like there was contact. River Falls to the other end, trying to get it down to the big guy, Stelrak. Whistle and a foul. Kalinske falls down. And it's going to be an offensive foul on big number 4, Austin Stelrak. First personal and the 7th team foul. And so the Cardinals, again, could try to build on that 9-0 run that's made it 24-12. It was a golden start, no question, for River Falls on their home court here in search of their first win of the season against the young Cards, who are 1-1. Twyman, Kobe, off the rim, no good. Fighting hard for the rebound, trying to get it. Chippewa Falls, Drew Thornton, but to the other end. River Falls going to lay it up and in, beating him down the court. Tanner Bottleson with yet another hoop, and he's got 7 on the night to make it a 26-12 game. Cardinals now on the far side to Thornton. Drew is a 5'7 junior. Only 3 seniors on this team. Kalinske into the lane. Kicks it back to Thornton. He'll shoot the 3. Drew Thornton knocks it down for the Cardinals. 26-15. Drew Thornton in this scoring column with his first 3 of the night. The other end, River Falls on the right baseline. Working it. Gretz through a double team, and he'll put a soft touch. It rolled all around the rim like a putt in golf. It just wouldn't fall. And now the breaks, more of them going Chai High's direction. After that Drew Thornton 3 a short time ago, and it's going to be a Chai High turnover here. And their first in quite a while, their 8th of the game unofficially, to go with 4 for River Falls in a 26-15 game. And River Falls walking it down the court. As we're at the 6:40 mark of this first half. Trying to get a download of Stelrak. Working on Kalinske. He'll turn in and out, no good. Good job rebounding at Connor. Out of there, gets it off to his teammate. Jenkins in the backcourt. Make it Twyman now. Kobe. Kobe's still scoreless on the night. But like to get him going a little bit. Now driving at Von Hayden. There's Drew Thornton again off the back iron. No, Kalinske battling for the rebound. Connor's a fighter. He's a scrapper. And he's trying to say to the referee, come on, I was getting messed with. And they're going to call it on 24, Kalinske. So for Connor, his second. 6'2", but he plays bigger than that. And that is, I would say, a lack of height. I mean, the Cards have John Colson off the bench. He hasn't played yet. But again, that is something that, you know, and Conrad Gebauer goes 6'5". But a 26-15 game. Again, the Cards have fought after trailing early 24-3 by 21. They've cut it to 11. So they've lopped a whole 10 points off of that. Oh, and then working around, Gretz switches to his left hand and scores. A beautiful play by Brody Gretz. His first two to go with the three earlier in the free throw. So he's got seven. Came in averaging 23 a game. And substitution for the Cards right here as Connor Kalinske checks out with those two fouls. So Gebauer checks back in with Munson in the backcourt. Also, you got Kobe Twyman, Luke Thompson, and Cale Dillenbeck, the 6'3 junior for Coach Jason Prue. On the far side, Cards. Oh, and keeping it alive, Kobe Twyman on top, Von Hayden. Cards working around. The shot from Munson off the backboard. No. Rebound, and here comes River Falls. Colton Nesbitt ahead on the break. They are able to get it off to Jackson. Who is it? No. I've got a 30. I don't have a 32 on my roster. That's a problem. We'll have to try to figure that out somehow. And a whistle and a foul. I've got a 33. We'll just call him Matthew Tiffany because I've got a 33, but somebody's wearing 32. So, okay. And the foul goes on number 15 for the Cards. Luke Thompson, his first personal for the Cards. Their sixth team foul as the free throw is good from Stelrecht. He's 3 of 4 from the line tonight, making it a 29-15 game. And substitution for the Cards. Gebauer checks back in for Luke Thompson for Chippewa. 29-15, Cards down 14. Have trailed by as many as 21. Had got it to 11 after trailing by 21. And the second free throw, Stelrecht gets a very friendly home gym bounce. And it's 30-15. So the Cards doubled up at the moment by River Falls. Deflected pass out of bounds. Good job of defense by Tanner Bottleson. Got to check because off of GoBound, I do have the other River Falls roster somewhere. And there's the steal by Gretz. Spin move. Finds a teammate. Now working around on the outside. Driving. Shot. Bottleson around. No good. They've had a lot of soft touches. Good rebound by Gebauer, but was tied up by Stelrecht after the Cards had just committed their ninth turnover, and those will come back and hurt you. All right, so Chippewa comes out of there with it. Von Hayden driving down the lane. Whistle and a foul on his way in, stopping the clock with 4:58 left first half. And for the Wildcats, it's going to go on 32. The guy we're calling Matthew Tiffany. First personal and eighth team foul, sending Von Hayden to the line where he is shooting 13% before that one, but glad to see it go down for him. Luke Thompson back in for the Cards, number 15, the 6'4 junior. Next one from Von Hayden. Grant off the rim, no good. Rebound down to River Falls. So Von Hayden hit one free throw, missed the second. And now River Falls up by 14. On the outside to Gretz. Very talented. Driving, through traffic, puts it up and in. Two more for Brody Gretz. Talking to one of the students at the concession stand, I'm like, Gretz, your best player? He said, oh, yeah, absolutely, no question. So they continue to double up the Cards at 32-16. Von Hayden into the deep right corner. Munson looking for some of his first points of the night. A drive and a whistle and a charge. Owen Munson, one free throw to his credit tonight, came in averaging 18.5 a game, but called for the charge on the right baseline And River Falls credit them for the solid defense. First personal, seventh team foul with 4:23 left until halftime. Looking to get it into the backcourt, Colton Nesbitt, the 6'7 sophomore, now off to Bottleson on the far side. 4:15 left here, first half. On WOGO Sports, approaching 7:50 in the evening on this frigid Friday night. Nesbitt to Bottleson out on top. He'll drive on the far side, Stelrecht. And again, that big senior three, Gretz and Stelrecht and Bottleson, did 51 of their 59 the other night. And another high percentage tonight. Down low, Gretz, he gets double teamed. He comes out of there with it. Whistle and a foul by Nesbitt, who was shooting on the right baseline, stopping the clock with 3:45 left until halftime. And the foul goes on Munson, Owen Munson, his second. So the Cards still, it just senses offensively like they're trying to find their rhythm. Early in the season, haven't played in a week. Free throw no good for Nesbitt. Nesbitt, the 6'7 sophomore. 2 points already, a field goal earlier. Again, the Cards have had 3 pointers, two from Von Hayden, and one each from Jacoby Jenkins and Drew Thornton tonight. That's helped the cause. And missing the second free throw, and the rebound, little Drew Thornton at 5'7 coming out of there in a 33-16 game. And now Grant Von Hayden on the far side, playing a little catch with Thornton. Working around with Cale Dillon back on top. Kobe Twyman still in search of his first points in the night. He's got a wide open teammate. Thornton hits his second three of the night. Drew Thornton, how about that? So two threes for Drew Thornton, and it's a 33-19 game. Cardinals back within 14 and trailed by as many as 21. Gretz double dribbled. So that's going to be unofficially the fifth River Falls turnover. And the waning moments of this first half, 3:07 left in the first half, a 33-19 River Falls lead. Chahai now against the full court press. Advancing it, Von Hayden has it stolen right away for the Cardinals' 10th turnover. Picking his pocket and laying it up and in. Matthew Tiffany, unless we know otherwise. And at the other end, the missed shot from Von Hayden, swatted out. Out of there with it is Kobe Twyman. Kick into the corner. Von Hayden, he'll shoot the three and swish it through for his third three of the night. All right, so Von Hayden with a real shooting clinic from long range this evening as River Falls missing and then trying to come up with a steal but committing a foul with 2:28 left in this first half. 35-22, Cards down 13. And the foul going on 32, Tiffany. Second personal, ninth team foul. ...35-22 contest as we wait for Grant Von Hayden with the three threes, and he's got 10 points tonight. So Grant came in averaging 3.5 a game, definitely giving that a boost. Free throw from Von Hayden is off the mark, no. Rebound pulled down by Stelrecht, who's had a huge first half. Von Hayden now 1-for-3 from the line, came in struggling, just 1-of-8 on the season through the Cardinals' first two games. And now Bottleson gets tied up by the Cardinals' Cale Dillon back with 2:14 left in the half. And River Falls basketball getting it to Gretz, trying to get down low to Stelrecht. Stelrecht working on Luke Thompson, and then the steal, and a good job that time by the Cards' Cale Dillon back to take it away for the sixth turnover of the night for River Falls. Kobe Twyman. Kobe way out on top, driving to the center circle. Trouble with the handle, gets into the left corner, Dillon back. Dillon back drives toward the basket, puts it up, blocked shot. River Falls had a number of blocks here tonight. And now Gretz into the forecourt. Final 100 seconds of the first half. Three-point attempt. No good for the Wildcats. They fight for the rebound. There was a miss by Dumond, the 6'4 senior. And now Gretz through traffic. Spin move. Misses the shot. Out of their rebound. Stelrek gets it off to Dumond. No good. Loose ball. Another rebound. Gretz is going to make the basket and draw the foul. Ouch. That hurt. So a 35-22 game as Gretz gets that one. And he's got 11 points very quietly. He's about halfway to the 23 he had in the loss to St. Paul Central. With a minute 23 still left in this first half, 36-22. And for... So we've had something mistaken here where we've been calling the player number 33. Anyhow, the free throw good from Gretz. Into the forecourt now, Von Hayden. Final minute 15 of the first half, a 37-22 contest. Von Hayden on the far side. Works it around. He'll penetrate. Has his shot blocked. I think we need more fakes to avoid the blocks. And Bottleson misses at the other end. Rebound out of there for the Cards. Cale Dillenbeck. Kobe Twyman's going to drive, and a travel is called on Chippewa. 11th Cardinal turnover. Stopping the clock with 56.1 left here in this first half. River Falls leading it 37-22. Cards ready to put the full court press. Brady Paul, the 5'11 junior, in off Jason Prue's bench. Gretz now. Boy, he used a stiff arm, but they're gonna call it on the defender. I mean, he was using his left arm like it was a stiff arm in football. But it's going to go on Brady Paul, his second already in just a little bit of playing time he's had. And it sends Gretz back to the line where he came in. Just 0-for-1 on the season, but he's hit all three of his free throws tonight until missing that one. Final 49 seconds of the first half as we'll see Brady Paul and Luke Thompson take a seat in favor of Chase Radloff and Tino Massa, the 6'5 senior. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the wrong sheet. Yeah, Drew Thornton and Conrad Gebauer is what I meant to say. Hello. Okay, and so he got the next free throw. Kobe Twyman for three off the rim, no good. Rebound in traffic, there it is. Two more for Gebauer, and he's got his first two of the night. River Falls now content to just hold it here. Leading this game as they are 38-24. Holding it for one, Brody Gretz, the 6'2 senior leader. He's got three twos, a three, and a 4 or 5 from the free throw line tonight. Gretz works it on top. Dumond for three off the front iron. No, battling for the rebound. Drew Thornton knocked out of bounds to Chippewa with 0.5 seconds. Not a lot you can do with that little time. It's a toss and touch and try to catch it and shoot it all in one motion. Yeah, that'll do it. Halftime score, 38-24, River Falls by 14. We're back in 3 minutes with our halftime here on WDOGO Sports, Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
Chahai trails in the half 38-24, but if you look at the fact that they were down 18-0, since then, they've outscored River Falls 24-20. And if you look at the fact they were down 24-3, since then, they've outscored River Falls 21-14. So some positives in that regard. And even late in the half, when the Cards were down 32-16, they get outscored River Falls 8-6. Again, 38-24 is our halftime score here. Mark Halverson, our video producer, Sam Aberle, and our audio producer back at our Wogo studios, where it's nice, comfy, and cozy for Elliot Spies tonight. Hey, propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnaces running, even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. Quality propane and fuels. Some first half highlights sound like this. St. Paul Central doing some damage to the Cards as they lead it 24-3, a 21-point deficit for Chippewa, their biggest of the night. Looking to get free a little as Jacoby Jenkins into the game for the Cardinals, the 6'2 junior, also joining Luke. That wasn't actually one of the highlights. So, okay, let's get it back to the highlight and see if we can get something better there. For that first hoop, Kalinske's going to take it into the middle of the court. Von Hayden's going to shoot and hit the three-pointer, and the Cardinals are on the scoreboard. Well, here on WOGO. The penetration into the deep left corner for the Cardinals, getting it to Cale Dillenbeck in off that Chi-High bench. Cale came in averaging 7.5 a game. Von Hayden, long three, chose not to take it. Back from Luke Thompson, he'll shoot and swish the three, and the Cardinals get a second three from Grant Von Hayden. Some halftime highlights here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Here's some more. Into the forecourt for Chippewa. There's the drive into the paint. Shot pushed up and in. There's 2 points for Cale Dillenbeck. Three after that steal for the Cardinals. Von Hayden playing the entire game. Coach thinking a lot of him. And again, he's to his defensive efforts, he's adding 2 3-pointers here tonight as Dillenbeck, who had the shot a moment ago, is working on things for the Cards as they kind of spread things out. 8:40 to go here, first half. And a 24-9 game. There's the shot from Jenkins off the backboard and three. And how about that one from Jacoby Jenkins? The night to make it a 26-12 game. Cardinals now on the far side to Thornton. Drew is a 5'7 junior. Only three seniors on this team. Kalinske into the lane. Kicks it back to Thornton. He'll shoot the three. Drew Thornton knocks it down for the Cardinals. The far side. Plinda will catch with Thornton. Working around with Cale Dillon back on top. Kobe Twyman still in search of his first points in the night. He's got a wide open teammate. Thornton hits his second three of the night. Drew Thornton, how about that? Oh, otherwise. And at the other end, the missed shot from Von Hayden swatted out. Out of there with it is Kobe Twyman. Kick into the corner. Von Hayden, he'll shoot the three and swish it through for his third three of the night. What I meant to say. Hello. Okay, and so he got the next free throw. We'll call it good there. Halftime highlights as Chi-High trailing at 38-24, but hey, they were down 18-0 and 24-3, and they've worked their way back to within 14, have been as close as 11 since being down by 21. We'll take another two-minute timeout when we come back. The first half scoring, and we did square things away. Here was the thing in terms of the mystery player. The 32, yeah, nobody, even the other book over here doing River Falls Sports Media. It turns out that Gavin Caruffel, he had blood on his number 13, so he had to get that jersey off and wear a 32. So there we go, Gavin Caruffel there. All right, so we'll take a two-minute timeout, back with that first half scoring in 2 minutes. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency. Protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
All right, first half scoring looked like this for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Owen Munson, one of two from the line for 1 point. He averages 18.5 a game. Grant Von Hayden had three threes and one of three at the line for 10 points to lead the Cards in scoring. Cale Dillenbeck had two off the bench. Jacoby Jenkins, the impossible three from the right corner, banking it in for his three-pointer. Two three-pointers for 5'7 junior Drew Thornton, and Conrad Gebauer also with a basket. Connor Kalinske played but did not score for the Cards in that first half. As we get ready for half number two, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Okay. Second half of basketball, let's get to it and get our highlights rocking and rolling here. Our video producer, Sam Aberle, braving the cold with me here out here tonight. And thanks to Elliot Spees back at our WOGO studio. Everybody else at the Rhett Walker concert, I guess, tonight. So. Gebauer slips into the lane, and then there's the steal for River Falls racing down the other end. The layup is good for Cullen Johnson, the 6'2 junior, his first two, making it 40-24. So, I don't know, Conrad had slipped or something there. And then there was that first turnover for the Cards, who had 11 in the first half, and there's the shot up, no good. Follow-up, no good by Kalinske. He wanted some kind of a foul. 12th turnover there with the Cards in the previous, and then this is where it'll, boy, River Falls got it, and Gretz, I think it was Gretz again getting another two, so he's up to 15. And, contact, Gebauer gets his two down low for the Cardinals, so Conrad Gebauer with four. I think it gave you that, I know it gave you Chahai scoring in the first half, but yeah. Gretz leading the way with 13, and there's the River Falls turnover, their seventh, as the Cards get the hard shot. Munson missing, the follow no good. And here comes River Falls wanting to go off to the races, but there's Grant Von Hayden picking it up. The loose ball, Von Hayden pushing it down the floor. Munson, contact, basket, good, and where's the foul? Good night. That was not a foul? There was clear contact. Wow, I don't get it. All right, Bottleson misses from the left corner. Wow, Munson should have had a chance for a three-point play there. Don't you agree? Okay. Ticking towards 16 minutes to go here in regulation, a 42-28 game, and River Falls a steal. And, okay, they're letting him play very, very aggressively as Gratz gets the steal and the layup, and we'll take a break back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
All right, Chahai down by 16. Jason Prue taking a full minute with this timeout to talk it over. Chance for us to tell you that Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. All right, well, down 16. Again, the Cards, I mean, they're really letting them play. Again, there's been no fouls called in the second half. There's been contact. I couldn't believe it, folks. I mean, you can go back and watch the video. Owen Munson, like, there was contact. Made the layup, just blow your whistle. Let him go to the free throw line. I'll try to let it go. All right, Grant Von Hayden now into the forecourt for the Cards. Kalinske, trouble with the handle. Twyman, head of the wheel. Von Hayden calls for it. Grant, the senior, six-footer. Kalinske wanting to work left baseline. Has yet to score tonight. Has it stolen away by Gretz. Kalinske goes after it, gets it back for the Cardinals, and a whistle and a foul. And Connor had said, all right, enough is enough, and you may have stolen it away from me, but I'm going to take it right back from you. And so a turnover for each team. And now River Falls, the first foul called of the second half, and it's on Cal Dumont, the 6'4 senior. And that's his first, and the first on River Falls as the team here in the second half. Von Hayden's pass knocked away into the backcourt. Recovered and then knocked away again by Cal Dumont. And out of bounds, it's going to be Chahai basketball. But credit River Falls. They are really playing physical. It's kind of football-basketball combined here. And, hey, why not? I mean, you push it as far as the refs will allow you, right? So, all right, so Von Hayden now against the defender, Cullen Johnson. 44-28 game. Chahai trying to get this offense on track. Von Hayden needs some help. Kobe for three. Off the front iron, no. For the sophomore. And out of there with it is Gretz again. Gretz racing down the floor. Basket good with a left hand that time. Tanner Bottleson again. They've got their own trifecta, kind of the high school version. You think back to what Miami tried to do with LeBron and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh back in the day, at least scoring-wise. These guys had 13 for Gretz in the first half. Steldrecht had 14. Bottleson had 7. That's 34 of the 38. And the other night, they had 51 of the 59 as the Cards will reload in the far corner with 14:50 left in regulation, down by 18. Trending in the wrong direction here, folks. In the far corner for Chippewa, Owen Munson to get it in for the Cards. Deep left corner. Owen, they've bottled him up with just, he had the one layup here in the second half, his first field goal. Falling to the floor. And looks like we're going to get another foul on River Falls, and that'll be the second one on Brody Gretz this evening. And the second team foul on the Wildcats. 14:40 left in regulation. Kalinske gets it right side. Munson's three-pointer. Got it. Swish. There it is. Our first highlight of the second half. As Munson unloads, and then the River Falls looking to answer at the other end. No good. They get the open shot again off the rebound and the swish there for Tanner Bottleson. And again, he works so well with Gretz and Steldrecht. And so, yeah, these guys are going to be kind of tough here in the conference, I do believe, here this season. Again, the Cardinals, as described by Coach earlier, Coach Prue, is we are young, but we're experienced. Last year, we were young and inexperienced. Now they're young and experienced with the three seniors. Von Hayden, free throw line extended, rattles out, no. Kalinske with the rebound, down low. He'll lean in and draw the foul. Again, Connor at 6'2", plays bigger than that. He hustles, gets the rebounds, but the problem is sometimes the taller guy is able to block his shot, so he gets fouled with 13:50 left. Cards in this regulation, and the Cards down 18 with Connor to the line where he came into the game 100%, 3-for-3 from the free throw line through the first two games. So the foul going on Steldrecht, his second, the 6'5 senior. Connor's first one is good. So good to see him get his first points of the evening. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass. Connor Kalinske, second free throw here to try to make it a 49-33 game. And there it is. He's 5-for-5 from the line on the season. Keep that going. And now the Cards trying to make things work on the defensive end here as they're within 16 at the moment. Open shot, deep left corner, off the front iron, no, tipped. Von Hayden comes out of there with it, off the miss from Colton Nesbitt, the 6'7 sophomore. Racing down the floor, Von Hayden, whistle and a foul. That's it, penetrate, draw the foul, get to the free throw line. Stop the clock with 13:30 left here in regulation. Grant Von Hayden to the line. That hasn't been his best location on the season. Came in shooting 13%, 1-for-3 on the night. Von Hayden, yeah, you can really see his senior leadership, ball handler, hard-nosed defender. First free throw is short. So Grant kind of walking away, trying to refocus here. Every point is critical when you're down 49-33 with 13:30 left in regulation. The second one from Von Hayden is on the way and off the back iron, no good. Rebound out of there, Kobe Twyman. All right, Cardinals set the offense here. Cale Dillenbeck into the right corner, Von Hayden. He's had 3 3-pointers tonight. Maybe, yeah. Von Hayden behind that 3-point line. Trying to play ball and losing it out of bounds in the last touch by River Falls. Leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team. And coming in for the Cards, back in is Owen Munson, the 6'3 junior, number 2, and he'll spell Kalinske. Connor with his first 2 points of the night a short time ago. Inbounds pass on top to Von Hayden. Grant going right side into the deep right corner, getting it to Dillenbeck. Works it around on top. Get it around to Gebauer. Down low, they try to work it to whistle and a miss by Dillenbeck. No, wanted a whistle, nothing there. Twyman going to drive, contact, whistle, and Kobe Twyman to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Kobe, an 86% free throw shooter, came into this game averaging 9 a game. He's been shut out so far, the 5'11 sophomore. Stops the clock with 12:49 left. Again, a 49-33 River Falls lead, as I think there's a track meet going on up here. There could be. I mean, you could definitely run around here. As Twyman hits the first free throw, making it 49-34. First points of the night for Kobe. First free throw attempt for him. He'll get another. On the money. So both of them, you need every one of those tonight, down by 14 now, but the Cards inching back slowly. Try to get this thing to under double digits if you can. That'd be the next realistic goal. And there's the two-pointer. And again, he just kind of quiets you. Brody Gratz, he just so good at penetrating and getting a good shot now as Von Hayden tries to handle the ball out on top to Munson. In the deep right corner, Twyman almost traveled. They get it down low. Gebauer, nice spin move for two. Conrad Gebauer. So at the other end, though, there's another two for Gavin Carufel, wearing that number. Carufel, the 6'1 junior, has 4 points on the night. So 53-37, our score. The Cards down by 16. There's the shot and good for Von Hayden. Gets another one. Two-pointer this time. His first two-point field goal of the night. Is the ball out of bounds? And make sure that on the far side, well, we've got 33 and 32 out here, so 33 really is Matthew Tiffany, but 32 is Gavin Carufel. Try to get it down low to another one of their big guys and able to take it home. Chase Radloff, the 6'6 junior, his first two on the night, getting him some action for Zach Turpin's crew. On top, Dylan Beck. Connor Kalinske back into the game for Coach Prue now. 11 and a half left here in regulation. Cards down 16. Twyman for three off the rim, no good. Knocked out of bounds. And it's going to go back to River Falls. L. Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. With a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, three generations of turning dreams into reality, and always proud to support local sports, visit StelterIncorporated.com. Boy, Gratz just doesn't get tired and working down low, and he's going to get another one. He is so efficient. He's only 6'2", and the plan had been, hey, Grant Von Hayden will slow him down as the Cards' errant pass goes out of bounds for the team's 14th turnover. Compared to 9 unofficially for River Falls, with just under 11 minutes left here in regulation. 10:58, a 57-39 River Falls lead. Led by as many as 21. They've got it at too many now at 18. And Gretz has just been too much for the Cards. It's stolen away by Kalinske. So River Falls with their 10th turnover. As Von Hayden getting it on top from Munson. Kobe Twyman got his first free throws of the night a short time ago, looking for a field goal, though. Into the right corner, Dylan Beck on the right baseline. His whistle and a foul. It's going to stop the clock with 10:32 left. And that one going on Matthew Tiffany. His second personal foul. And the sixth team foul. Chahai has not fouled. I don't know if that's what that speaks to you. But Chahai is not fouled yet here in the second half as Kalinske loses the ball. River Falls ahead, cross-court pass to the near side. Tollefson misses the three-pointer, fighting for the rebound, knocked out of there. Munson out of bounds. It's going to stay River Falls ball. So down 10-17, 2 18-minute halves, so 9 minutes is the halfway point of this second half. That, again, River Falls has been aggressive. They've got the big three with Gratz, Stelrecht, and Bottlefson scoring the far majority of their points. They scored 51 of 59 in the loss to St. Paul Central 8 days ago. And again, we told you at halftime, they had 34 of the 38 as they go down low. Well, it's working around. That's Bottlefson again. Tanner Bottleson, another 6'2 senior there. And Dylan Beck gets it in traffic. Kalinske for two for the Cards. So Chippewa back to a 59-41 deficit, down by 18. Working it down low. Ball knocked out of bounds. So Kalinske with the hoop here. All right, and ball knocked out of bounds with 9:31 left in regulation as Gratz, boy, I'll tell you what, he had 13 at halftime, and he's got 17, 18, 20, 21 now. Deep right, Bottleson loves that outside shot. Rebound, Dylan Beck comes out of there with it for the Cards. Dylan Beck bringing the basketball down for Chippewa Falls, getting it off to Munson on the left wing. And now in off the Chahai bench, Drew Thornton. He's a deadly outside shooter. A couple of threes already tonight. Cards down 18. Needs six threes just to tie with the approaching of the nine-minute mark now. Kalinske out on top. Connor, spin move down the lane. Left hand misses the shot. Out of there with it. Here comes Brody Gratz yet again. Down the floor. Out of bounds to the Cardinals as the River Falls turnover stops the clock with 8:54 left, and it's a 59-41 game. Got one of those nice scoreboards off to our left here, and we see for Chippewa Falls, see if our stats are up to par here. Conrad Gebauer with 6 points, and I think I'd Now the Cardinals trying to cut this 18-point deficit. Von Hayden into the corner to Thornton. Back to Grant. You'd like to get Thornton free for another three-point attempts. And a charge is going to be called. Or some contact maybe away from the ball. And well, that was confusing to me. I'm not exactly sure, but it was a Chahai turnover nonetheless. I wasn't clear on what the infraction was. Okay. Brady Paul into the game for the Cardinals right now, the 5'11 junior. River Falls trying to build this 18-point lead, and contact now as, again, Tanner Bottleson, the 6'2 senior, driving with 8:17 to go, and he goes back to the free throw line. First foul of the second half on the Cardinals. It goes on Gebauer, his third, but the first for the Cardinals since halftime, as the first free throw is good for Bottleson. Again, you call him typically number three, but there was just such trouble by Austin Stelrecht early, the 6'5 senior, and of course he's been very, very quiet now. He hasn't been on the floor for a long time, so. And Gratz has just taken over as the second free throw, no good for Bottleson, and Chahai out of there with it. And now working the offense. Jenkins is back in. He'll shoot and miss the three from the deep left corner. And with a rebound, Cal Dumont for River Falls. On the break they go. Oh, just as I said, Stelrecht wasn't there. He shows up and catches and scores two more to build on that 14 he had in the first half. Maybe his first basket in the second half. And now they're back to their biggest lead of the game at 21. 62-41, and so River Falls having their way with the Cards here tonight on their home court. Deflected pass, deep right corner, and out of bounds. It's going to stay Chahai ball. Look for the Maurer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. We'll take a timeout right here on WOGO Sports. Back in half a minute.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Up top, Riley Christensen pulls the trigger on a three.
He splashed it!
Gerber for three, left wing. Looks good, he's good, Jasmine!
Chahai with a chance. Lead pass now for Johnson. Sam's in! Fires a shot! Oh, it goes in! Sam Johnson with coast to coast!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Usually when you walk or run uphill or ride a bike, you want to go downhill. But for the Cards, it's been uphill all night long. They fell behind 18-0 to start, and they're down by 21 now. And so River Falls built that 18-0 lead and have just continued to keep the Cards at distance. The closest Chahai got was 11 points earlier. And there's the steal by River Falls and the layup, and two more points for the very impressive Brody Gretz. And already, I'm already ready to recognize him as an all-conference player, and it's only the first conference game of the season. Von Hayden getting it on top to Munson. Biggest lead of the night for River Falls, 23 at 64-41 as we approach the seven-minute mark. 15-footer for Munson is good. So Owen getting an open shot, and he's up to eight on the evening, seven of those here in the second half. Laying it up and in. Stelrak, two more. And so he's just, again, used his 6'5 height and his ability around the basket to just score almost at will for River Falls in this contest tonight, as Munson getting harassed around the free throw line and apparently turning it over in the process in a 66-43 game for the Cardinals. Registers as their 17th turnover to just 11 for River Falls. One of the differences is Jenkins and Thornton will check out. And Kobe Twyman will check back in for Munson, along with Kalinske and Dylan Beck and Von Hayden. Cards could use a little bit more height. I mean, that clearly is part of the challenge for them. But again, hats off to River Falls. They've been impressive here tonight. And there's contact, whistle, and a foul as Tanner Bottleson. Again, he goes 6'2 and a senior. He had 7 in the first half. He's now up to 15. And you know about Gretz and you know about Stelrak. I mean, it's largely the three-person show. There are some others here and there, but it's those three that the whole Big Rivers Conference is going to be learning about, and Chahai getting kind of a sneak peek here tonight. And checking out is Gavin Carafell, who's going with 32, listed as 13. Blood the issue. Cal Dumont also checking out for Coach Turpin. And Bottleson getting another there. Okay. 67-43 River Falls. Final 6:20 of this one now. Three-pointer Dylan Beck, partially blocked. They've had 6 or 7 blocks tonight. Kalinske gets it to Twyman on the baseline. Von Hayden now trying to set the Chahai offense. Approaching the six-minute mark. Grant's had a good night. Twyman on top. Kobe's going to drive. Blocked. There's about the eighth block unofficially. And Gebauer had it briefly. And now River Falls, they want to run all night long, and Gretz gets fouled by Kalinske. And Connor just showing a determination there, like, which you really appreciate as a coach and as a fan and as a teammate, to see that when you're down by 24, that he's digging it in that hard. And we'll take a break as well. Cardinals down 24, back in a half a minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chahai Boys Basketball.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
.551 left in regulation. Chahai down by 24. Cards had been down by 14 at the half. The hope had been, hey, try to get this to 10, to 8, to 6. It just hasn't materialized. It's gone the opposite direction from a 14-point game up to a 24-point, and that's where we sit right now with Chahai trailing it 67-43. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Residential, commercial, or industrial, choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. That's QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 5:51 left. You want some good music tomorrow? Check out Sam Averly on our sister station, FM 103.1 and WIB.com. 103.7 FM. No, 103.1, you'll have more talk, but some tunes here. Christmas music tomorrow. 103.7 FM and WWIB.com. Sam will be with you from 7 in the morning until, what, 9 at night? 11 at night. That's a lot of one person, so you may need to take a break occasionally. All right, both free throws good for Gretz. I mean, he's just lethal. And approaching, you know, well into the 20s point-wise with 5:45 to go. He is a very fine player. Yeah, no question. Kalinske now on top. Driving all the way to the basket, whistle and a foul on River Falls with 5:38 to go. And the Wildcats enjoying their biggest lead of the night at 26, 69-43. But Connor's been solid at the line, 5 for 5 on the season, including 2 here tonight. First one is up and on the money. I love one of the shooting tests of the elite shooters is, can you shoot 90% from the line, 50% from the field, and 40% from three? And he hits them both. So now 7 of 7 on the line this season. And 4 of 4 tonight. With 5.5 minutes to go, River Falls ball up 69-45 over the Cards. And there's the drive, losing it, and a great job by Kalinske, but then saving it to River Falls. They're going to shoot and miss the shot, and then Dylan Beck in the corner comes away with it. River Falls has been very aggressive all night long, and there's the steal. Taken away, and a spin move, and basket good, and a foul. A great job by Colton Nesbitt, the 6'7 sophomore that they want to bring along here, and he got the hoop and the harm with 5:07 to play, and the foul going on Cale Dillenbeck, and for Dillenbeck, his first and the fourth team foul on Chippewa. And he's a tall drink of water, that's for sure. 71-45. All right, down 26, not the way we drew it up. Just like the Superior game, right? 77-46, this is somewhat similar as he's able to knock that free throw down. So he's a good young player. Got to be excited about him here. And great to be able to bring him off the bench. Kalinske, spin move, trying to work one-on-one. And the Cardinals see River Falls get the rebound off the miss, but then stolen away by Von Hayden. He'll drive and running into, and a blocking foul is going to be called on the defender, number 10 for River Falls, Cullen Johnson, his third with 4:46 to go after that River Falls turnover, their 12th a moment ago. And now we got a little cramping going on here for Von Hayden, who's on the floor, and we'll get some medical attention for him. In the meantime, Zach Turpin calling over his troops with 4:46 to go. As Von Hayden is, it looks like a cramping situation. And he hit the player. The foul was called on the River Falls player, Cullen Johnson, the 6'2 junior. And it looked like they're dealing with kind of a cramp situation maybe in the calf for Grant Von Hayden. Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. Our video producer, Sam Averly, with me, Mark Halverson, from River Falls High School gym tonight. More attention to Grant Von Hayden with 4:46 to go. And Elliot Spees, been a while, Elliot. Good to have you back. Manning the controls in our WOGO studio. Thank you to all of our advertisers who have made the broadcast possible tonight. Toyson Ford, Northwestern Bank, Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, White City Glass, Mauer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane, Check Law Office, Royal Credit Union. Later to come, the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap at the Postglass postgame show sponsored by Postglass and Mirror. I'm not a doctor, and I don't play one on radio, but it seems like trying to deal with path. You think of, you know, kind of sort of hoping to ease that. As Coach Prue was over there. See if Grant continues or if he just makes his way to the sideline here with... He doesn't look like he's ready to play at this point. That was the lengthiest injury break we've had. Coach Aaron Canaz talking with him some, too. Hard worker, solid defender, gives it everything he's got. And tonight, that's included 3 three-pointers for Grant, as well as a 2. And a total of 12 points for the Cardinals, who trail it big here, 72-45. Final 4:46. And now the teams are huddling up. River Falls kind of working its way back in the court, but we will not send it back to Chippewa Falls because kind of unclear about how it was kind of an extended injury break here. But seeing this thing through to the finish, the Cards down by 27. Yeah, the post-class post-game show later. Get some of the highlights and the stats and a check of that WOGO sports calendar. I know a busy week for McDonald sports coverage next week with games on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday coming your way for the Cardinals after this one. The boys due to play Altoona on the 16th and at Hudson next Friday night. All right, Von Hayden's in there to shoot the free throws. Okay, they worked out the issue, the cramping, and the first one is good. So good to see Grant drop that free throw down. All right. And they've got the den over there, which is kind of the student section right behind the basket for the visitor here in the second half. Second one is off the mark, no good. And the rebound coming away to River Falls and Cal Dumont. And again, they want to race it down the floor, get it to Matthew Tiffany, but the Cards come up with a steal. River Falls, 13th turnover. Twyman on the far side to Von Hayden. Oh, and over the back for big number 50. That's Colton Nesbitt going to get his third foul of the game. So with 4:29 to go, and it puts Conrad Gebauer to the free throw line. Gebauer with 6 points, all coming here, well, 4 of them in the second half. First one is good. A lot of pressure on Connor. I mean, he's 6'5", and in terms of guys who play a lot, he's the tallest player, but I don't have, you know, to be able to keep up with some of these other guys. And this next one is good. So Conrad came in here, 100% free throw shooter, and he's kept it going. So, hey, good to see that between him and Kalinske knocking those free throws down. In a 72-48 contest here. Highlights in the postgame, more from the first half than the second half. Down 24. Card trailed 14 at the half. It hoped to do better. And there's a nice soft touch and a little junior hook for Matthew Tiffany, the 6'3 senior, and off Coach Zach Turpin's bench. As we reset the Cardinal offense now. The final 4 minutes of this game. Munson gets it on top to Brady Paul. Munson's going to drive in the lane. A little soft teardrop is good for the Cardinals. And a 74-50 game as Munson with that field goal there. So he's had a much better second half scoring-wise. And there's the missed shot down low by Carafel. And at the other end, Gebauer tries to save it, but a Cardinal turnover going for their 19th on the night. River Falls now up by 24, late going. Final 3:15, three-pointer from outside, hits the top of the backboard. River Falls rebound, and there's 2 for Matthew Tiffany. So everything going right for River Falls as they're 4 shy of 80 now with 3 minutes to go. And Kobe Twyman, the sophomore, up across the timeline for the Cardinals. Twyman manipulating his dribble, cross-courts the pass to Munson. Some contact, lost the basketball. 20th turnover of the night for the Cardinals. Taking it down the floor and a really tough shot and a spin move for Cullen Johnson, the 6'2 junior. Getting it to go, giving River Falls the lead at 78-50, their biggest lead of the night. We're back in half a minute here on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Well, that wasn't much of a timeout, so anyhow, couldn't even finish the 30-second ad. Drew Thornton misses the shot. Kalinske, a collision on the right baseline. 2:27 to go. The Cards in a big hole, down 28. Trying to finish strong and build on that for that contest they got against Altoona next week. And may have to check out that game at the Birdcage and then hit the road back this direction to go to River Falls. But we've got McDonald Sports on our WOGO Sports calendar, which Connor Kalinske keeps his hot streak going from the free throw line. Again, came in 3 of 3, and he is 5 of 5 on the night. Goes for number 6 here. Got it. Gotta love it. Yeah. I'd like to see him shoot more threes. Connor, I saw him shooting threes in warm-up and doing pretty good. I'm just checking the stats. He had not shot a three all season, but I saw him shooting it in the warm-up, and he's so good in the free-throw line. Missed shot down low. Honeycomb's out. Missed again. River Falls just crashing. They're just having a party all around the glass. And a whistle, and it's going to be an offensive foul against River Falls with 2:15 to go, and it's going to send the Cards to the free throw line at the other end. You hope it's Connor Kalinske because, no, it's not. It's going to be Jacoby Jenkins to shoot. Jacoby, a 67 free throw shooter, 2 out of 3 so far in the season. Had 3 points in the first half on that incredible three-pointer. First one good. Well, this is some good free throw shooting for the Cards. They came in shooting about 55% from the line, but they've upped it. Some new subs coming in. Cody Rokamp, a 6'3 junior. Even a bench guy at the end of the bench is 6'3. Jenkins, boy, this is good. The Cards are solid on these. So many of the players are. Kalinske and Gebauer and now Jacoby Jenkins as well. And then that looked like a travel, but he got away with it, Rokamp. And now the Cardinals down by 24 with 2 minutes to go. On the far side, Jenkins faking it. It gets it on top to Brady Paul. Paul Drennan into the lane, back to Jenkins. Jacoby drives inside the free throw line. Drew Thornton is a dangerous three-point threat, as we've seen with his 2 threes earlier in the night. Brady Paul's going to drive, fall down, baseline, recover it. That's tough to do. He gets it to Luke Thompson. Pass it on top to Jacoby Jenkins. Final minute and a half now, 90 seconds left. Cardinals down 78-54. Some of the bench guys getting some moments here. Exciting for them. And in the den, the student section for River Falls. Come on, go with the cheer. Minute 15 now. Jenkins, a little shake and bake. Lost the ball. Got to keep the ball. Jacoby, all right. Turnover number 21 for the Cardinals on the night. And now River Falls out of there with it. And one of their players, Devin Fox, a 5'11 junior, getting some action, along with Cody Rokamp, a 6'3 junior. On top, Jackson McGee, a 6'4 senior. They work it down low. Shot muscled up there by Chase Radloff. No good. Out of bounds to the Cards with 49.6 ticks of the clock remaining. And some subs for the Cards, including Brett Stokosa, the 5'10 junior, into the game to join Drew Thornton. These waning moments. Drew will bring it down. Drew looks to the high post to John Colson, the 6'7 junior. John going right baseline, misses the shot. Good to see him take one. Out of bounds to Chahai with a final 37 ticks remaining here. Post-class, post-game show to follow here on WOG. I don't know that we'll get Coach Pruitt or not. I mean, it's not convenient here to get up here. I had to go down at halftime. It was like a sort of an obstacle course just to get down there to learn the information on the mystery players. There we go, the big guy, John Colson, getting the hoop. At the other end, and they're going to lay it up, and there's a score for Gavin Benedict getting one. And now the final 10 seconds of this game. On the outside, there's the shot off the rim, no good for Chippewa Falls to Kosa, and that will do it. Our final score, River Falls wins it 80-56. We're back with the postgame in 2 minutes. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
It's the final days of the Ford year-end sales event at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Right now, drive home a brand new 2025 F-150 with your choice of three incredible offers. One, take $6,750 in cash back. Two, take $4,750 in cash back plus 3.9% financing for 72 months. Or three, take $2,000 in cash back with 0% financing for 60 months. But hurry, these deals end soon, and once they're gone, they're gone. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help! Hello!
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
No need to wait until New Year's. At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. The Y is running a membership special this month. Join the Y anytime in December and pay $0 until January 2026. The sooner you join, the more you get at no cost. Enjoy a swim, hit the gym, take a class. It's all here. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Join now and pay nothing until January. To see if you're eligible, go to ymca-cv.org.
All right, all River Falls tonight from start to finish. They led 18-0. They led 24-3. The Cards then after that were able to get it as close to 11 in the first half, but trailed at halftime 38-24. Your hope as a Cardinal fan is the second half that maybe the Cards could push it into single digits and see what would happen. That was not to be, as River Falls just kind of pushed the pedal to the metal, and they eventually grew that lead even larger and ultimately winning it 80-56. This is the Post-Glass Post-Game Show. Welcome. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. And still to come, the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. Again, unofficially in turnovers, Chi-High had for 21 and River Falls for 13. That was a difference. You go back to our Toyson Ford keys to the game where we said for Chippewa Falls, play the good defense. Take the high percentage shots and don't turn it over. And so something of that, they did the best they could tonight. No question about that. Meanwhile, let's get to that Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap now, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. That's a quarter century. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. And Chippewa Falls scoring wise tonight, two for Kobe Twyman coming in the second half on a couple of free throws. I gotta say that free throws was a real bright spot for Chippewa Falls. I mean, we can talk more about it. 10 points for Owen Munson, those coming, nine of them in the second half for Owen. 13 points for Grant Von Hayden. He had 3 3-pointers. Also, two for Cale Dillenbeck, five for Jacoby Jenkins. He made both of his free throws and a three-pointer. Drew Thornton dropped a couple of threes for 6 points. Conrad Gebauer with 8 points on the night, three field goals and two for two from the line. And how about Connor Kalinske keeps it going? Gebauer's 4 for 4 from the line in the season, 100%. And Connor Kalinske, same deal, six free throws. He is 9 of 9 from the stripe this season, 8 points in this one, two for John Colson there down the stretch. Meanwhile, Four River Falls, unofficially, 25 points for Brody Gretz. It felt like he just, I think he's still scoring somewhere. Austin Stelrecht had 14 in the first half, and he finishes with, 14. He got 18 points on the night for Stelrecht. Meanwhile, Tanner Bottolfsen, he also had himself 16 points on the evening. So the big three gets 43, 59 of their 80 points tonight. Also, 4 points for Cullen Johnson, 4 for Gavin Caruffel, 2 for Chase Radloff, total of 4 for Matthew Tiffany, 2 for Gavin Benedict, and 5 points for Colton Nesbitt in the victory for River Falls here tonight. And those are your Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap. HollyBovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. The Post Glass postgame show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. How about some highlights? Here we go. First hoop. Kalinske's going to take it into the middle of the court. Von Hayden's going to shoot and hit the three-pointer, and the Cardinals are on the scoreboard. Well, here on WOGO. The penetration into the deep left corner for the Cardinals, getting it to Kale Dillenbeck in off that Chi-High bench. Kale came in averaging 7.5 a game. Von Hayden, long three, chose not to take it. Back from Luke Thompson, he'll shoot and swish the three, and the Cardinals get a second three from Grant Von Hayden. Into the forecourt for Chippewa. There's the drive into the paint. Shot pushed up and in. There's 2 points for Kale Dillenbeck. Three after that steal for the Cardinals. Von Hayden playing the entire game. Coach thinking a lot of him. And again, he's to his defensive efforts, he's adding 2 3-pointers here tonight as Dillenbeck, who had the shot a moment ago, is working on things for the Cards as they kind of spread things out. 8:40 to go here, first half. And a 24-9 game. There's the shot from Jenkins off the backboard and three. And how about that one from Jacoby Jenkins? The night to make it a 26-12 game. Cardinals now on the far side to Thornton. Drew is a 5'7 junior. Only three seniors on this team. Kalinske into the lane. Kicks it back to Thornton. He'll shoot the three. Drew Thornton knocks it down for the Cardinals. And now let's make our way to some second half highlights here on WGO in the post-class post-game show as the Cardinals were down 14 at the half and tried to get something going in half number two. And the second team foul on the Wildcats. 14:40 left in regulation. Kalinske gets it right side. Munson's three-pointer. Got it. Swish. There it is. Under double digit. In the deep right corner, Twyman almost traveled. They get it down low. Gebauer, nice spin move for two. Conrad Gebauer. You're there. And Dillenbeck gets it in traffic. Kalinske for two for the Cards. Eason. Von Hayden getting it on top to Munson. Biggest lead of the night for River Falls, 23 at 64-41 as we approach the 7-minute mark. 15-footer for Munson is good. So, and there you go, some of our second half highlights as well as the Cardinals fight hard but end up on the short end in this one, losing it by a final of 80-56 at River Falls in this boys high school basketball game on this 12th of December. Believe it or not, nothing coming your way tomorrow on WOGO Sports, but you can always check that WOGO Sports calendar to see what's coming next week. And, in fact, let's see, you got the 13th, 14th, 15th, the 16th. Yeah, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, we've got Max action coming your way. Tuesday night, it's Max girls basketball at home against Cadott, 6:40, the pregame. And then also on Thursday night, it's the Max boys at home against Bloomer, 6:40 pregame. And Friday night, it's the McDonald girls at Regis, 6:40 pregame, all here on WOGO Sports. For our video producer, Sam Averly, and for our radio producer, Elliot Spies, I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for joining us. River Falls gets the victory as they get their first win of the season to go to 1-1. Chi-High gets the loss. They drop to 0-1 in conference and 1-2 on the season. Again, thanks so much for listening and watching. Stay warm. Good night.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.